Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Recovering Podcast. My name is Kelly, and I am so glad you're joining me today. As you can tell from the title, we are back on the Let's Love Being Alone series. As I've mentioned before, this series is all about loving being alone, dating yourself, and just enjoying your own company. I know it's a hard thing for a lot of us to do, especially, I think, entering our 20s and young adulthood. This is something that becomes a stark reality sometimes, but it is something that needs a bit of work and with time can become something that you actually master. So in this series, I am showing you how to do that. This episode is about living alone. I feel like when a lot of us move on in our life and grow up, we have to live alone at some point. And it is a very scary thing to face, but don't let that fear stop you because it's actually something that could be really, really amazing. So first, I'm going to give a little bit of context as to why I decided to live alone or why I did live alone. So I have to say I'm a little bit of a hypocrite, but I do have lessons learned because I did only live by myself for a very short period of time. I think I lived alone for 2.5 months, maybe, something like that. So when this all happened, COVID was kind of bad. So my school was online for the time being. And because of that, my housemate did not come back to live with me, but I still wanted to move back to spend time with my friends and also just kind of work on myself because during that time was when I went through a breakup and I just kind of wanted to spend time working on myself. So that's kind of why I decided to live alone. And there's been times where I've lived alone for a week here and there. Obviously, I haven't lived alone that long, so I just want to really put that disclaimer, don't come for me, that I haven't lived alone for that long, but I do have certain lessons I learned that I do want to share. So, talking a little about the pros, I don't really want to go into the cons because I think it could be quite obvious, and we're not a negativity zone over here. We're a positivity zone over here, so the pros is you really get your entire place to yourself. And this is actually such an amazing thing when you're living alone because you can decorate it as much or little as you want. You can make it your space. And from what I learned from living with other people, it's great. But also sometimes I really just want to make my space my space and organize it the way I want and set it up the way that makes most sense to me and do all those things. But sometimes that's not always practical when you live with someone else. So it's kind of really nice when you live alone because you can just do whatever you want. And that's a pretty great thing. Also, you can blast music whenever you want. And it's pretty awesome if I do say so myself. But also with living alone, you have the pro of you can have a very stressful day and you can just come home and be in your own bubble. You don't have to socialize. You don't have to stress about doing anything. You can just come home to your own little oasis, which I think is really important too when you're defining that work-life balance, of course. Another pro too is that it kind of forces you to be responsible for yourself, which for me was something that was pretty big because when you take responsibility for yourself, it motivates you and pushes you outside a depressive episode sometimes. When I was living alone and I had to be responsible for only myself, I felt that I was more motivated and I actually took better care of myself because there was no one else telling me to do it, so I just naturally did it. So there was that pro as well. But that kind of leans into the big lessons that I learned from the experience. So I'm going to talk about a few. I think honestly, a lot of them might be a little surprising, especially the first one, but let's just dive right in. So the first one is that I actually made more friends and did a lot more new things. Now, you might hear that and think, how is that even possible if you were living by yourself? I think when you live by yourself, you automatically say yes to more things and you want to go out and explore more because sometimes it's not that fun being alone in your own place. You want to go live and do things and have fun with experiences. And I felt that since I was bored at my own place and I was looking for any opportunity to just get out there, I would say yes to more experiences. Through that, I made more friends. I would reach out to friends I didn't normally reach out to and ask to hang out, invite them over, whatever the case may be, because when you're bored and you have no one around you, you're more motivated to go out and make new friends and make new experiences for yourself. And oddly enough, when I was living alone, I went on more walks in the neighborhood and I went on little self dates more because I just didn't want to be trapped in my apartment, and I just needed to get out. And when I was living with other people, I didn't feel like I always had to do that because I was always talking to my friends or doing things with them. And because of that, I would spend a lot more time in my room because I need to kind of socially digest, if that's the right word for it, after hanging out with my friends. And I just wanted my alone time, so I would stay in my room. But when you're living alone, your whole space is kind of like your space, right? So you want to get out there more. And I feel like it actually did push me to be in this busier routine, which I actually loved and carried through when I ended up living with other people. Number two is that my routines and alone time became sacred to me. Because there was no one around me, I can do my routines uninterrupted, and I had adequate alone time to spend time with myself. And after doing that for so long, I became so in love with my routines and my alone time and realized how essential it was. So I really put a lot of emphasis on these two things and would adequately schedule it in my calendar as well. So even if I was hanging out with people or I had work or I had school or whatever the case may be, I would always make sure I blocked up adequate time to spend time with myself throughout my routines and my alone time, because this was really important to me for my mental health and also just in general too. For me, I felt that I was more successful and more driven when I would stick to my routines. I had no interruptions from potential housemates. And the other thing about alone time too was I allowed myself that time in my day to just be with myself fully, and I wasn't afraid of anyone coming to knock on my door needing something, and I was just kind of with myself. And I enjoyed that, and I felt that that always made me feel very happy. Even if I was having a depressive episode or was anxious throughout the day, spending time with myself, adequate time with myself, was something that always kind of reset me back to this happy equilibrium. Another thing too is, which is similar to that point, and also I talked about this in the last episode, is that I fell in love with my own company and independence. Like I said before, I was more motivated when I was more responsible for myself. And this really trickled through with a lot of different things. For some reason, I always find that I'm the most motivated when I am alone. And I think that's because I really enjoy my own company. And for me, I don't like when people tell me what to do. And it's funny because when my housemate's home, I'm sometimes not as productive as I am when she's not home, which is very, very strange because you would think it'd be the other way around. But for me anyways, I found that when there's no one around me pressuring me to do something, I am way more motivated to do that thing. Maybe that's my stubbornness coming out, but that's what I found. And through that, I really fell in love with being with myself and having that alone time, and also just being independent and doing things on my own. It made me feel very on top of my stuff, and I felt a lot better as a person because I was able to take care of myself and I didn't need someone else to tell me what to do or pressure me to eat healthy or anything like that. Any of those mediocre things that you may not think about when you live with others or even when you live with your family, but it's a really nice feeling being able to adequately take care of yourself. And even when I went back and moved in with my parents for the summer, which I usually did throughout university, I felt that I was much healthier when I lived on my own, whether that be with a roommate or not, just because I liked being responsible for myself and I liked having control of that. And with anxiety, that was one way for me to control my life, because there's a lot of things in your life you can't control, but I quite liked being independent and being responsible for myself. And even when I was in another relationship with someone, I quite liked being independent and being responsible for myself. I didn't like anyone to do it for me. And when you're living alone, you can really establish that. And maybe if you're at a point right now where you're thinking to yourself that I do not like being by myself, I don't like taking that responsibility for myself, as harsh as it is, sometime in your life you're going to need to do that. And living alone is honestly that kind of a final push to get you to do that. Because the thought of living alone for me was terrifying. I remember when my housemate said she wasn't coming back because of school, but I kind of needed to go back because I needed to deal with some things in person. And also I wanted to see my friends. I was kind of scared to do it by myself. I was honestly just really turned off of the whole situation and was really nervous about it all. And when I did it, I realized it wasn't as scary as I made it out to be. I would go out and hang out with my friends. I'd go out for a walk. I would find a reason to leave the house every single day. And it pushed me to falling in love with my own company, falling in love with my independence, falling in love with taking my own responsibility. Especially after a breakup too, it really was a lot for me to do and process, but really I think in the long run did a really good number on my mental health and just in the process of me growing up as well. So overall, I honestly would recommend for people to live alone at some point in their life. I think it's a very formative experience. I know that probably someday I probably will live alone. And another thing too, this is a total side note, but if you are in a relationship, I would honestly recommend living alone before living with them, because that is such a huge thing, because establishing your own routines, establishing your own just space and things like that is important before living with a significant other. And usually I say this, but this is another total side note. I always would say live alone until you have to move in with your partner. But that's a whole nother story, even though I'll just finish my tangent because we're here. But I lived with my partner. I really enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. It was great. But kind of looking at things in the long run, if you're going to be with that person for a really long time, spend the time that you can living alone or living with a roommate, because you learn so much about yourself and you push yourself to make new friends, do new experiences, find new hobbies more than you would if you were living with a significant other. Trust me, I did it. I experimented with it, so I can tell you that for a fact. But I do think that at some point you should live alone in your life, because it really does force you to figure out what you like, what type of routines you like, what your passions are, your hobbies are, because again, there's no one around you in your personal space persuading that for you. And I think that's a really big thing to do in our 20s, or just in life in general, but specifically in our 20s, because we're told by so many people what we should be doing, or what we should like, or what we should follow. And when you're alone, you could really just cancel out their whole external environment and just deal with yourself and listen to yourself. So if you can, I would really recommend living alone at some point. It doesn't have to be in your young 20s. I know it's very hard to afford it. So at some point, if you are financially able to do so, it is something I would recommend. But I will say a disclaimer, if you are struggling with heavy mental health issues, consult with your doctor before you do that, because it might be unsafe for your mental health. Just wanted to slide that in there. But that is the episode for today and my little two cents on living alone. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope this episode helped you in some way. If it did, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to keep up on my recovery journey, make sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at The Girl Recovering. But with that said, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, that you take good care of yourself, and I will talk to you later. Bye for now.